Welcome to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast, where we facilitate the motto, Ask, Learn, Do More. Our host is Jonathan Lennon, author of Effective Technology in Ministry, a practical guide, and founder of the Church Tech Club. From time to time, Jonathan is joined by exciting co-hosts, product specialists, plain old product users, and special guests to answer questions you have asked, share pro ministry tech developments, and offer inspiration that promotes reaching, growing, and serving people via intentional tech inclusive strategy.
Welcome to the show today. This is episode one of season one, and today is all about the big picture. Today we want to get a bird's eye view of how tech might be a positive force across a swath of ministry areas. This is not intended to be intense, since we will come back to individual areas of emphasis over many weeks, and you know, we'll have some experts and guests give additional perspective. Today is really about sharing how we got here to this podcast and to highlight the relevance of the intersection of the church with tech to further the gospel of Christ. No guests today, but don't worry, we have some great guests lined up for future shows. And in fact, next week, we will be live in Dallas, Texas at the Church IT Network 2024 conference. We expect several interviews to be conducted that we'll add to the episodes list, and we plan to get the scoop on new and existing products to share with you. Maybe we'll even have some other neat surprises from that excursion. Now, since there are no guests to introduce today, I wanted to let our listeners know that we made large investments to ensure that we delivered a first-class experience to our audience. And this means that we do understand the psychology of a consistent daily or weekly visual background, show format for podcasts, among other things. Don't worry, we will keep it consistent in the coming episodes, but for now, you can expect a little bit of difference each week as I am traveling. There will be times that we record all or portions of our episodes at a location specific to the show. This episode happens to be combined with my annual sabbatical, so I'm at a wonderful resort where I can unwind with prayer and planning. Next, I'm off to Dallas, which will provide a different backdrop. So normally, I would be in my office / studio, so please forgive the recording mobility. I want to thank you for being a faithful listener who shares our podcast with others, even though we may fumble a bit as we get launched. The goal is 30 to 45 minutes max. Maybe some shows will be less than 30 minutes. Today may be an exception, we'll see, but I wanted you to know what to expect going forward. Please listen to this important information before we get started.
Does your church or ministry have tech questions about a specific product, the right product to choose, or just want to see what others are doing with technology in their ministries? There's a club for that. The Church Tech Club is a community portal where you can collaborate in an ad-free social feed, self-paced learn via video lessons, and discover practical ways to effectively use technology for enhancing your ministry outcomes. Learn more and sign up for free or paid tiers today at thechurchtechclub.com.
So today we are talking about the big picture, and I want to start with two questions. Question one, does your church have or use any tech? Question two, is there a strategic approach to your church's use of tech to benefit members, the community, or others you want to reach or teach? For question one, it is likely that all will probably answer yes. From sound or recording equipment to electronic music devices to leased copiers to computers, phones, and internet routers. And even if you outsource print copy to an outside vendor, the answer for you would still be yes. So the answer to question two might be more uncertainty than a clear yes or no, because it may not be clear what strategy means. In a nutshell, a strategic approach means a comprehensive plan for how to acquire, integrate, manage, and get the most value for all technology on our entire campus. So let's ask the question again. Does our church have a comprehensive plan for how to acquire, integrate, manage, and get the most value for all technology on our entire campus? If you don't know the answer to that question, it's probably no. But that's not an indictment. Now, as one of the experts, I have to bear tough news at times. Therefore, I must inform you that not having a strategy would or could cause you to waste resources, overwork staff, and minimize reach in both teaching and missions. Now note, I said could be causing issues. Yes, you know, God can work wonders with nothing or little. For example, the nothing or little we've heard or know about technology in this case. But we know that when He places little in our hands, we are expected to plant, nurture, and develop it into more than what He gave. To add a bit of context to the start of the Church Tech Club and this podcast, during the closeout of the COVID-19 pandemic, I completed and published a book titled Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide. Now, this book addresses that big picture, and I'll say what that means in a sec, but for a long time, the union of tech with church ministry was frowned upon because of concerns it could or would somehow damage or hinder relationship with God. Well, quite the opposite has been found to be true. In fact, the Bible and the messages of Christ and of the apostles tend to encourage having a clear understanding of things in the world for both a proper avoidance and proper adoption. So when we say a big picture approach is important, we are saying that in today's ecosystem, the concept of integrating processes and tools is what extends the reach and outcomes. Things that can work together to help us do more should be configured to work together to do more. And what is interesting is that most small to mid-sized churches don't really think about how other things used in the ministry are in fact technology that can be better controlled to improve stewardship or manage environment or safety. For example, AC thermostats can be controlled remotely to manage comfort and maybe even save dollars by remote control. And that same thermostat data can be evaluated to understand usage patterns and financial budgeting over specific time periods. Additionally, building access or campus surveillance can also be integrated into overall facilities management processes. This can allow for remote or automated controls that ease the burdens for leaders and gives members and guests an expected comfort level in this day and time. Let's take a quick break to pay some bills.
Need to take advantage of technology for your church or ministry, but just don't feel comfortable with all of the techie terminology, or just don't know where to start? maybe you're wondering how tech and church can be merged for the good of your specific vision. Jonathan's book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide, was written to clarify and simplify how tech can be applied to all areas of ministry to God's glory. Order copies for your church leaders and tech teams today at effectivetechnologyinministry.com.
Now, let's wrap things up by talking about the fact that tech in ministry is definitely a big picture to paint, because the tools of technology at large and in the church ministry arena have greatly improved over time. The tech tools specific to ministry can be quite beneficial. Now, we mentioned a few areas earlier, but we can touch a few areas where tech tools can paint in some of the missing color of that big picture. One, audiovisual and music resources. Two, member and guest records management. Three, printing and marketing services. Four, admin office hardware. Five, admin office software. Six, teaching and preaching apps and tools. And seven, event management tools. Now, this is just a sampler of a large landscape of technology opportunities for ministry enhancement. This episode is really only to whet appetite for what is possible. So be ready to gain lots of insights on these and many other options, even including artificial intelligence, AI, and how it is positioned to have impacts. Now, in chapter 2 of my book, I cover a lot of ground on technology administration. But the impetus for any other administrative activity in the ministry is derived from the church administration department. The point I make there is that I want to share today, and what I want to share today is that the best view of the overall ministry, its back office, its leadership, its finances, its mission, its vision, its goals, and its internal evaluation with regard to all these is or should be the church's administrative arm. It usually has a view of everything happening, about to happen, or that needs to be happening, and this group is very likely managing this array of concerns via some established set of policies and procedures. The big picture of technology and church intersection can be clearly seen from that team's perspective. Now, the early inclusion of insights from the church pastoral and other leadership, church administrators, and other critical potential users of technology that you may introduce is important to painting a beautiful big picture of tech inclusion for good ministry outcomes. Now, as we dive into topics and tools in future episodes, we will certainly be concerned about how technology administration is aligned with the best practices in the industry and best practices in the church as aligned with Scripture. The Church Tech Club is excited to launch this TCTC Talk podcast to advance the conversations and practical guidance and application for church leaders, church workers, and church members. We realize that you might need or desire crash courses or more extensive insights on ways to deploy tech strategically for the big picture. And this big picture covers far more than 7 or 8 areas that we've already given as examples, and many others, so that there is a cohesive plan and use of tech to aid you in fulfilling your contribution to the Great Commission. You know, a nicely painted picture in any ministry will include tech tools that positively affect ordered processes, enhanced teaching, and effective outreach. So we want you to tune in for exciting guests and introductions or discussions about tools that you may already use or some that you plan to use in the near future. That brings us to the end of this episode. Don't forget that I did add some fluff to this first episode to share the podcast format. So this may have been a bit extended, maybe exhaustive. But, you know, not digging too deep while discussing big pictures was also intentional. We will bring you more heat in the future. I'm super excited about the things that you will take away from each episode of the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. Note that on some replay platforms, you will have access to the transcripts of an episode, and whether it is the video version or the audio only version, you will be able to replay it and share it with your friends. Thanks to all our listeners. Another personal reminder, please like, subscribe, and follow us on all our social media publication platforms. It really supports us. We've got more good things coming. So till next week, I want you to continue to ask, learn, and you will continue to be equipped to do more. God's favor to you.
That brings us to the end of this TCTC Talk episode. Thanks to our guests, highlighted companies, and our amazing audience, that's you, for joining us during today's exciting discussion of relevant technology topics for ministry. We hope the value in this episode was evident and beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platforms or find all episodes at lononservices.com/TCTC Talk. That's spelled LONON services.com/TCTC Talk.